this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. A young couple discovers an old Victorian that seems the ideal place to raise a family. But when they find a secret chamber hidden for decades, they uncover a dark past of unspeakable horror that triggers a battle for souls between the living and the dead. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. Salt Lake City, the capital of Utah, was founded in 1847 by Mormon pioneers. Persecuted for their faith, the Mormons came to this peaceful mountain valley seeking refuge from a dark and brutal past. Here, spirits still feel the torment of those bygone days. Souls trapped for eternity within the walls of the city's oldest homes. February 2003.
I've got hot chocolate if anyone's interested.
Hey. I am. Well, marshmallows?
April James and her fiancé Matt Brody live together with April's two sons in a small but loving household. Matt, a general contractor, takes pride in his role as surrogate dad to 13-year-old Chris and 7-year-old Brian.
I love them like they're my own. They're incredible boys. They've accepted me into their lives, and I really feel that we make a really good family together.
We having any luck?
Yeah, I'm realizing it would be a lot easier for us to buy a new home if we were independently wealthy.
April works nights as manager of a nightclub. They're eager to start their new life together.
I just got a job promotion, and Matt and I were making a lot more money than we were used to, and we really wanted to have a bigger house for the children. And I wanted my dream home. I wanted to have a Victorian.
April's wish is soon realized when they find a home in one of the oldest sections of Salt Lake. In the spring, Matt oversees the renovations while the family continues to live in their old house.
Hey, I'm not going to have any problem getting the electrical up to code, but I'm going to need a bigger crew to get the gas lines in and the boiler.
Okay. Well, I can take care of the floors. I can take care of the plumbing. Reminds me, I need your help before you leave to get an old tub down from upstairs, okay?
It needed everything. You're planning on moving in here. Nothing in the house had been maintained adequately.
I mean, this is an old home.
We decided to work our way down from the third floor. We knew if we made that livable, I could continue to work on the house as I had time.
Okay. You really got your work cut out for you, don't you?
Tell me about it.
Hey,
I'm upstairs, okay?
Inside the closet, there's a small 2x2 opening that a child could fit through. on the other side, there was a kid's area with paintings and butterflies completely hidden from the rest of the house. It had a larger opening for like a man to get through that had been nailed shut. Almost became kind of a fascination with me why it was there. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
Matt! Hey.
Didn't you hear me calling you?
No. No, look at this. Look at this place.
Wow. This is great.
We talked about leaving it.
Back here.
But then I thought, there's no access to it, so I had suggested to April that we open the closet up, make a huge walk-in closet.
Matt gets right to work on the project.
Scared me.
Oh, I'm just looking for the circuit breaker. Gonna work on the wiring.
Good, good, good. Look, I was doing some demo upstairs. I'm just gonna leave this stuff right here. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Circuit boxes. This
one,
my friend. Yeah.
That ought to do it.
Every turn, every workman I had an issue in the house for some apparent reason.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Weeks later, at their old house,
thank you. there was a burglar. He got away.
Oh, God, the boys.
The boys.
Gotcha.
It left us with a very unsettled feeling.
All right, thank you. Yeah, okay.
Thanks. All right, you're still sleeping.
Good. Don't touch. Just the cops will be here. They said not to touch anything.
I can't believe this. What if I'd been at work? I would have walked right in on him.
Though the renovations are not complete, April suggests moving into their new home.
We just wanted to get away. We didn't feel safe there.
In the summer of 2003, Matt and April rent out their small home and move into the old Victorian across town. Although there's still a lot of work to be done, Matt has finished the upstairs rooms as planned.
Take it off.
Take it off.
All right.
As the weeks go by, the family settles into their new home. But it's a difficult time for the devoted couple.
I'm off.
April's working 50 to 60 hours a week, third shift, which was leaving us passing like ships.
Why do they call it graveyard shift?
Because Mom's real job is at the cemetery digging up the bodies.
It is not.
Better watch it, mister. I'm going to bury you.
Okay. Lights out, little man. It's late. Come on. Tuck in. You all right? Night, bud. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
I don't care what you say. I don't want to sleep in here anymore.
tell you what. Look, you can come with me. We'll sleep in the big bed, all right?
Matt begins to worry about Brian's frequent nightmares.
It was a constant state of bad dreams. And it wasn't just at one time a night. It was several episodes every night.
Over the next few weeks, Matt has many restless nights.
We were just getting moved into the house, and I'm very frustrated because I still have heavy construction going on. It's a mess, and I mean, everybody's, you know, stressed out. It became more and more a problem to get any sleep.
Everything seemed to be fine. I was thinking, you know, what was that? Where did that voice come from?
Several nights later, April tries to relax after working another graveyard shift.
The minute I said April, the hair dropped.
Hey, are you okay? Are you all right? Are you sure you're all right? Something was braiding your hair. I saw it on the steps and it was...
Matt, we need to fix that. Something is in this house.
Matt really opened up to me. He said, yeah, I was just trying to protect you and the boys because I didn't want them to know what was going on.
We'll call your mom. We'll have them stay over there for a few days just till we figure out what's going on, okay?
April's mom agrees to take care of the kids for a couple of days.
Oh, hi, Grandma. How you doing?
Yep, yeah.
I really appreciate you taking the boys like this.
Oh, it's no problem. But are you two okay? It's always stressful moving into a new house. Do you guys want to come in and relax for a while?
Can't. It's just we have a lot of work still. A lot of work still left to do. Thanks, Mom.
With the kids safe, Matt and April are determined to face whatever is haunting their home.
I dumped my life savings into that house and our time and energy, and I didn't want to just give it up.
Looking for ways to combat the unknown forces in their house, Matt and April research the world of hauntings and the paranormal.
Hey, it says here that if you command them to leave and go to the light, that they will. You just have to burn the sage, which evidently neutralizes their spirit or something.
Are you sure you want to do this by yourself?
We're a very strong couple, and I've always believed that love can conquer anything, and I knew that we could solve this somehow.
Look, just go to work. Don't worry about it, and I'll call you later.
I wasn't going to be driven out. It almost became a personal war between me and that house. I was going to fight it all the way. April had already gotten sage. The people had said that sage is very spiritual. Sage could neutralize the energy of a house. I saged that house from top to bottom. After that, the house seemed completely neutral for 3 days. Nothing seemed out of ordinary. Everything seemed completely as if it never happened.
I think Brian's having a nightmare.
Maybe you're dreaming. Brian's at your mom's.
That we are afraid for our lives.
I told her, that's it. We're done. Whatever's going on, pack up your stuff. We're going.
Matt and April check into a hotel until they can figure out their next move.
April. Hey, baby. Honey.
Sorry. What'd you say?
I don't know what else to do. I just think we're running out of options here, babe.
Was talking to a friend of mine about what was going on. and a woman had overheard us talking about the experiences that were going on, and she mentioned to me that her husband, Bill, is a paranormal investigator and gave me his number to call him.
We've got to.
And she told me and assured me that he could help me in what was happening with us.
We need professional help.
They meet Bill Spencer at the house.
Bill, Jeremy.
Well, it's nice to meet you both.
Yeah, here's the...
It's the key, thank you. And we're going to do everything we can to help you out.
The name of our group is Insight Paranormal. We're looking for the most objective evidence that we can gather to either prove or disprove the paranormal activity that's been reported.
I just don't want another family.
Jeremy Spencer, Bill's nephew, is co-founder of the group.
You could tell that it was very emotional for them. I honestly believe that they truly believe what they were experiencing was real. There is a certain credibility with that.
Bill and Jeremy agree to spend the night alone at the house.
I was really excited to know that someone could maybe get some proof that we weren't crazy after all.
Testing, testing.
The team sets up recording devices throughout the house in the hopes of catching the sounds of ghosts undetectable to the human ear.
Can you hear us?
What paranormal experts call EVP.
Can you hear us?
EVP stands for electronic voice phenomenon. Basically, it is a collection of disembodied voices caught on tape.
Is anyone here?
We'll ask questions with the hope that we will get an answer on playback.
Have Matt or April done something wrong? Have we offended you? What are you trying to say?
After several visits to the house, the Spencers share their findings.
Come on in.
Well, I miss feel a little nervous.
Don't be. This is the second half of the process. First, we did the recordings on site. Then we bring them back here and we process them.
So, do you have EVP?
Unquestionably. We received well over 100 EVPs, which is an extraordinary amount for any one location. It's the most we've ever gotten anywhere.
In fact, we've never encountered anything like this before.
Testing, testing. All right. Is anyone here? Has Matt or April done something wrong?
There was a definite strong male voice, and there was a fairly clear, I want you out of here.
Why are you doing this?
What did we do to?
I felt very frightened because it was directed at us.
Did you hear the voice of a little boy?
That's the voice that I was hearing at night. It's true. That child really does exist.
The idea that a child might be trapped there or stuck there, you know, it was kind of gut-wrenching.
I think a child could be the key to this whole thing. Now, the question is, which one? You don't have the ghost of a child in your house. You have... the spirits of a dozen. Maybe more.
Jeremy Spencer can confirm that Matt and April's house is haunted, but unfortunately they're unable to cleanse the house of its spirits. And the days that follow, April searches for a new house, but she and Matt refuse to sell the old one.
We're afraid that another family might experience the same thing that we did, and we could just never forgive ourselves for that.
So, we're looking for a smaller house this time. At least 2 bedrooms, maybe a small yard if that's possible.
From staying in the hotels, we were kind of running out on money, and so we thought that we need to find a place for the kids to be safe and a home to call our own.
What happened to the big, beautiful Victorian you bought? Is it not working out?
We contacted a real estate agent and told her the problems that we were having in the house. She mentioned to us this woman, Debbie, she's a clairvoyant, and she has the ability to cleanse houses.
She may be able to help. Here's her card.
So she gave me Debbie's number to contact her and see what she could do to help me.
Debbie White agrees to investigate the house. She's a real estate broker with a psychic gift.
I found that I have this ability to read things and to precede people in the room that have passed on. And with my real estate career, I've been involved in several homes wherein I would walk into the home and find that there were, in fact, ghosts or other beings within the house, and be able to help them to leave or to move on. I had a sense that there was something going on in here.
The next day, Debbie meets with April and Matt to discuss what she found.
I believe the force in your house is the spirit of a man who once lived there. A Mormon, a polygamist, with several wives and many children. But the Mormon church outlawed polygamy years ago. Well, they lived there almost a century ago. Now tell me, did you change that upstairs bedroom?
Yeah, I did some renovations on the closet.
Why? Well, when I entered that closet, I felt an evil presence that made me sick to my stomach.
The feeling of black and evil, hiding something from me.
That's where he did it.
Did what? He's torturing or he's molesting his children individually or several at a time. That's where he does his work, is in that room. What he's done has just eaten him up, and it leaves nothing but blackness. I don't think he's ever left the house. I think he's been there generation after generation. But his secret has always been left alone. When Matt altered that, he let great light into the house, and he also took away his hiding place.
What do we do?
You need to cleanse and bless that house right away. Now, I can do it, but I'm going to need your help.
February 2006, Debbie White performs a ritual cleansing of the historic home.
Is everyone ready?
Bill and Jeremy Spencer agree to record the ceremony.
We had our cameras and microphones running to document, you know, what was going on.
Let us begin.
April and Matt carry candles to light the way for lost souls. Debbie sprays salt water to purify the ground.
I have a blessed salt water that I spray into any type of an angle to the house at the base of the floor.
Is this part of the railing that was from that secret room upstairs?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, just 100% him coming out of that piece of wood. anger and hostility and bitterness.
I think we should take it with us. We may need it.
But I wanted him to have his security blanket.
I think we should try to put things back the way they were.
Well, she felt the reason why he was so upset is because we took it out. If we put some things back to normal, then it would help us that he wouldn't be so upset at us.
They're here. It's all right. Debbie, are you all right? All is as it should be. Trust us. You can come out. We're here to help you. Follow us.
As we blessed the house, I found these children actually following us, walking with us, all knowing we were going to one location, which is the closet in the upper level.
The captive spirits released. The evil entity is finally gone.
You okay? Oh, man. We're safe. We're okay.
I'm so scared.
It is Debbie's belief that once the spirits have been removed from the house, The items used for the ceremony must be kept on the property to ensure the evil spirit never returns. The light the candles provided will protect future owners from harm.
They are buried on the premises, giving them complete ownership in the home. I believe with all my heart he has left that house, and he is not coming back to that house, and he can't. And we've left these personal articles to make sure he doesn't.
Since the blessing, there has been no supernatural activity in the house. But April still wonders about the desperate little boy who would visit her at night.
Debbie believed that he just wanted to try to tell me what was wrong with him. That's why he kept coming to me at night.
Matt plans to continue the renovations until the house is ready to be put back on the market.
We will continue to monitor the house until it has subsided and it is safe for some family to live in. We've bought another home. We've moved on. We've found peace in our family and rebuilding our life.